I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is Pastor Jackie, has been doing the ministry here in this village, and really this village is a really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hey, this is Pastor Greg. For only $400, just 400 American dollars, we can drill and buy the equipment to put in these life-changing wells. Would you consider making a donation today? PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. Only $400 changes thousands of lives for generations. You can be a part of that today. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. Please consider making your best donation today.
We thank and praise God that God has enabled us to put the borewell here in this community with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this community is so grateful because now they are getting pure and fresh water in their home, and they are doing well and their health is doing good. Therefore, we would like to request all our supporters and Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry that there are many villages in Punjab, those who are really having big problem of getting pure and fresh water in their villages, in their communities. And God is putting in your heart to donate anything to do or to put the borewells in a needful and poor villages, then you can directly contact Pastor Greg Young or Chosen Generation Ministry. And we pray and we bless all the people, those who have been doing and supporting this borewell through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this pastor is doing the ministry in this community. And please keep us in your prayer. And we are praying for all those who have been supporting to put this borewell through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. God bless you and God be with you all. And always keep us in your prayer. We are also praying for you. Thank you. Pandra Gari. Motor chala do mein. And you can.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for tuning in. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. I've got a great program lined up for you today. Bottom of hour number two, Tracy Fenton joins us on the program. Look forward to having Tracy with us. We'll be talking about freedom at work, a new paradigm, a new way to look at your job, a new way to be successful on the job. We'll talk to Tracy about that. Also coming up top of the next hour, Todd Bensman is going to be with us. We're going to talk about the security issues at the border here in Texas. Todd's been down there, and we'll talk about the terrorist potential issues relative to that as well. Many Afghanis were brought into the country, flown into the country by this administration, unvetted, and now have been released. And now a new IG report states that they are, in fact, they know, circulating somewhere in our country. Individuals, some of them that are now identified to be known terrorists, have been identified as being released and floating around in our nation. So we'll talk about that at the top of the next hour. But we're devoting this entire hour really to dealing with the issue of the vaccine mandates, the impacts of that on your body. What can you do? And the disinformation that is out there. And one of the premier warriors in fighting this fight, someone who has been at the forefront of bringing this to everyone's attention, really from the very beginning, and her research was lauded as being responsible for identifying issues related to vaccines in total and the damage that the way in which the vaccine was put together. And let's be very clear, this is not about being anti-vax. This is about identifying a problem with how vaccines were being produced and identifying that there needed to be some changes made. And suddenly she became a villain for it. And I want to welcome the person who is directly and with a badge of honor responsible for my program being pulled from YouTube. I want to welcome Dr. Judy Mikovits. Dr. Judy, great to have you.
Good to be back, Pastor
Gregory. you were strike number one, strike number two, strike number three, strike number four, and then you're out of there.
Yeah, it's all my fault.
you know, there's that line in A Few Good Men that Jack Nicholson made famous. You want the truth? You can't handle the truth. That's what's going on in social media. They can't handle those of us that are delivering the truth about what's really going on. And we didn't really get to this, but I it's easy for you to transition into this. Your research indicated, going back to 1934, that there were problems with how the vaccines were being manufactured, how they were being created, and that those issues were showing up in an increase in a variety of illnesses, from Alzheimer's to cancers to Parkinson's disease. I mean, a number of the dementia, possibly even AIDS is another one. Can you speak to that and what you know what you were hoping they would do differently so the vaccines would no longer be contaminated?
Yeah, sure. I'm not quite as old as 1934.
Yeah, of course.
but yes. After we made our discoveries about mouse viruses infecting humans and being strongly associated with diseases like autism, myalgic encephalitis, that's inflammation in the brain and the spinal cord, multiple sclerosis, prostate cancer, leukemia, lymphoma, and we had isolated from people with those diseases. Of course, you see lots of opportunistic infections. You see these people are sick. They have acquired immune deficiency or dysfunction. They have AIDS. And so they're very similar immunological defects, a crash, a totally dysfunctional immune system, and yet they didn't have HIV. They had mouse viruses, and this was the discovery we published in October 8th of 2009. And I'd been working on this particular family of diseases, the neuroimmune diseases, only since 2006. My previous 26 years had been in HIV, AIDS, the other human retrovirus, human T-cell leukemia, or lymphoma virus. So you start to see that these families of viruses, human retroviruses, which prior to 1980, when my mentor, Frank Rossetti, had isolated the first disease-causing human retrovirus, that one that caused a very aggressive T-cell leukemia, largely in Brazil and Japan, you see, because viruses are endemic. That is, they're in regions of the world where, you know, they just live in the animal kingdom. Well, we were using what our research showed after I was jailed in 2011 as this discovery became bigger, a bigger and bigger problem to governments worldwide, meaning we found lots of disease associations. We found the blood supply had been contaminated for more than 30 years with the mouse viruses and monkey viruses and pig viruses and cow viruses, because we use all of these animals, animal cells, animal blood, animal cell lines, continuously growing as manufacturing plants of vaccines. So Ken Teckenlively, my co-author, was researching this after I was released from jail in 2011 for refusing to recant the work. You know, this is, you know, a biblical, a spiritual war, being refusing to recant and say I'd made a mistake. We went all the way back. Kent went all the way back to 1934 in Los Angeles, and the first cases of autism in our country were happening to doctors and nurses in LA hospital. Oh, how interesting. And those were the people that they were testing polio vaccines on. And polio is a virus that there are many strains of enterovirus, the family of viruses that is polio, but only the polio virus at the time had adapted to infect the brain, to cause encephalitis in the brain. And so they had been making testing vaccines in mice, passing the polio virus through mouse brains in order to weaken it. They call it attenuated. Right. Right. And that, of course, is gain of function. That, of course, is gain of function, because you're teaching the virus to calm down, theoretically. But when you're calming it down, it was recognized back by the doctors doing the work and the researchers. We highlight a scientist named Brody, who actually killed himself, theoretically, as people are finding out what's happening, that they were actually generating more dangerous, more virulent viruses. Wow. And recognize that a mouse virus that did nothing to the mouse except regulate its brain function. We now appreciate all animal species, all the way back to lizards and even plants, have viruses, retroviruses and other viruses that regulate their immune responses, that actually teach their bodies, given by God, what is self and what is not. What is your virome? What is good bacteria? What is good virus?
The impact of the knowledge of the tree of good and evil impact all the way to the cell, and God's warning that once you eat of it, you will now have released death into the world, which it did, and that death is birthed itself, shown itself, manifested itself all the way to the cellular level. So actually your research highlights a very strong biblical scriptural truth. Go ahead, Judy. I just think it's interesting.
That is correct. Our research highlights, manifests a very strong biblical truth. Yeah. You don't change at the cellular level. every tissue, organ system made by God, planted by God, has this protection around it, mm-hmm. of literally viruses that are yours, that are expressed exquisitely to talk to the bacteria, the good commensal, we called it, mm-hmm. decades ago when I started my research. So it's a dance between all of nature to show you self and non-self, metabolized plants as food and animal as food. But right there in Genesis, you know, it was good. Genesis 1:31 made the entire universe and it was good. And we were born with a system to recognize what is other virus from other animals and plants and beings and what is human. And that's continuously expressed at all times. So we recognize you can't pass a monkey virus, a polio virus, another virus through an animal brain. Through, you can't inject it. They call it transfecting it. Inoculating another animal, you're likely to acquire, to put in that needle, the animal's virus that is actually protecting the animal and causing illness in humans.
Right.
So all the way back in 1934, this is chapter 5 of our first book, Plague. So all the way back in 1934, we saw a big cover-up as hospital workers, healthcare workers, their families, the doctors, you know, they were shedding. Oh, you know, the injection shed, the kids shed, the kids began to get autism as their parents were actually thinking they were doing the right thing. And it says in Leviticus, don't ingest and don't inject. We don't know how that C was pronounced biblically.
Wow. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We get back more. Dr. Judy, it's breaking down for us this issue of how these vaccines were created and how they were incubated in animals, and the incubation in the animals breached barriers and really has given us now in our bodies these illnesses that are animal related, because we weren't supposed to inject animal virus into our bodies. That was not God's plan. And again, there's been this mutation and this increase and this acceleration of these immune deficiency illnesses. We're back to talk about how we... Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died 4 times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.
MyPillow.com.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I want you to take a couple quick actions for me, if you would be so kind. The first one is, if you are watching us online in particular, you just saw Pastor Samuel, that's my lead pastor in India, standing with a group of people at a well that we put into a community, and the lives of those people and about 2,000 others around that community have now been changed for generations because of this freshwater well. Would you please consider making a donation today at paypal.me/PastorGreg, paypal.me/PastorGreg, or you can go to the website at chosengenerationradio.com or cg4i.com. That's the India website. It goes into the Faith Harvest Church account, and we will make sure that those funds are used to put a well in India. We will film it and we will post it. We do that with every well that we put in. We film it. We pray. I pray over the site that the Lord will use that site to change and touch lives, not just physically, but spiritually, mentally, and emotionally as well. And I pray that you would join us in that. And then the second thing, up at the top of the screen, if you're watching again, you'll see cgrwellness.com, cgrwellness.com. I encourage you to go there and get signed up. This is high-quality product that will help build your immune system. And I'm taking these products. I started taking this stuff when I went to Trinity Health Freedom Expo, which is where I got to meet Dr. Judy in person for the first time, by the way. And it was Aneva products, and she may even have some insight about that, but we're not going to talk about that particularly, other than I just want you to get signed up. Do your own research on the products. Cleveland Clinic is where they run the majority of their tests. They're clinically proven to work. And I have healthcare professionals that I'm referring to this site that are buying literally thousands of dollars of product a month to share with their patients because of the results that they get by using these products. Dr. Judy, we were talking in the break about cancer, and I'll be 60 in April. And I was thinking, you know, when I was a kid, cancer was something, I mean, if you happened to know someone, and generally you didn't, generally it was somebody you knew somebody who knew somebody or was related to somebody that had cancer. I mean, it was several stages removed from everyone, and it was so rare. And they didn't have cancer centers. They didn't have MD Andersons in cities, and they didn't have any of that. You went to your regular doctor, and he sent you to the hospital, and they hoped that you didn't, you know, well, they knew you were going to die. They just, basically, they tried to make you comfortable until you did. I mean, that was it. That was the treatment.
Right. And that's how our first book, Plague, opens up. That's how my life opens up. I'm 63. I'll be 64 in April. And we, you know, my grandfather got cancer when I was about 10 years old. And, you know, it was unheard of. And so I started my journey thinking of God's food is medicine. That, you know, the very first book I ever saw was Vitamin C and Cancer, Linus Pauling. And I just, sure. And I have it. And it's actually autographed. Mm-hmm. I have two copies. I don't know where I found the autographed copy. But that was the book. And I'm like, you can cure cancer with food.
Yeah.
And so then I hear 20 years, you know, a decade later, after I graduated college, June 10th, 1980, I started at the National Cancer Institute, which had just been turned at Fort Detrick from biowarfare into the Cancer Institute.
Wow.
And all the Cancer Institute cared about was isolating viruses that cause cancer. And that's what I just mentioned before the break. My mentor discovered the first human cancer-causing retrovirus that was endemic in Japan. So something about disruption in their food supply. And now in today's paper, or the thing I just got on my phone when I popped up, it says new highly virulent variant of HIV has suddenly popped up. The discovery of HIV variant shows the virus evolved to be more serious and contagious. No, it's not involving. They're being manufactured right there at Fort Detrick, where for four decades, since, you know, 1975, my mentor, first Dr. Frank Rossetti, and you can see all of this in Ending Plague. Frank Rossetti writes for the first time in our book, Ending Plague, A Scholar's Obligation in an Age of Corruption. Well, what we realize, at the end of this book, what we realized when we were both taken out of science, silenced, our careers ruined, we realized the viruses we were producing, manufacturing there at Fort Detrick for biowarfare were being used to cause cancer in our people, in our very people.
My gosh. Well, and folks, that's why I'm encouraging you to sign up at CGRwellness.com, because these are foods. That's what they've created. They have liquefied food and liquefied nutrients so that they're more effective in getting into your body, because a liquid is more effective and has a greater impact than a pill. And that's what they've done at Aneva. And if you go to CGRwellness.com and get signed up, you'll also be benefiting our India ministry and our radio ministry. With every purchase, they're going to give a percentage of that purchase to the ministry as a donation. So we encourage you to do that. Get signed up today, but get healthy.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens. AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen. Greetings, Chosen Generation Army. I'm so grateful to be connected with you, my listeners. You are some of the most engaged, responsive, loving, and caring people I know. I need to bring to your attention an urgent need for our ministries in India. While there has become a focus on the Uyghurs in China, our ministries in Jammu, Kashmir, and Punjab are being terrorized by those same Uyghurs, the Taliban, and the mounting CCP army at the border of India. Between these threats and the lockdowns, we find ourselves in need of additional financial support. I'm asking for your help to support these pastors and their families, our orphans, our widows, our Bible students, and our community outreaches. $15 will feed a pastor's family for a month. $20 funds our sewing school instructor, and $150 a week funds our base operations, the orphans, the Bible school students, even the sewing school, and our senior indigenous Pastor Samuel. So please go to paypal.me/Pastor Greg. That's paypal.me/Pastor Greg. Or you can call me at 209-380-8654, 209-380-8654, to make your donation over the phone. Please call us, contact me today, and make your best donation. Thank you, and God bless you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my special guest is Dr. Brian Hooker, childrenshealthdefense.org. And I got a chance to meet up with Dr. Brian face-to-face at the Trinity Health Freedom Expo as well. And that was fun. I got a chance to get he and Dr. Judy to be able to say hello to one another in the break. So that was really, really neat. And I'm so glad that we were able to do that. Dr. Brian, welcome to the program. It's so good to have you.
Well, it is so good to be here, and it was also so good to be able to chat with one of my heroes, Dr. Judy Mikovits, and great, always great to be on your show. There's not a whole lot to talk about today, huh?
No. It's kind of boring. There's just not too much going on at all. Dr. Fauci is out there telling us the truth, and the CDC is, giving us all the statistics that we need, and everything is rosy.
Everything is, if only, if that were true, I would probably go home and take a nap, but I haven't had time to do that. Neither have you.
No, we have not. No, brother, we have not. this, well, I mean, you recorded the CDC lying, and now finally we're seeing some press coverage that ends, you know, outing them for holding back and lying about the statistics relative to vaccine injuries. Talk to me about how that, I don't know, how that makes you feel. What are your thoughts when you finally see, I mean, you tried to make people aware and you had undeniable evidence, and they, of course, tried to vilify you, as they do when people speak the truth these days. Now you're being vindicated.
Well, it was really interesting, you know, to see one of the headlines, and this was actually in the New York Times regarding the CDC withholding data regarding vaccine adverse events for the COVID-19 vaccine. And, you know, in some ways I felt vindicated. In some ways I also felt frustrated, like, you know what, you're about 7 years too late. You should have done this.
Sure.
You should have done this much earlier.
Right.
And it's weird, the, you know, the level of justification and the level of, well, you know, CDC doesn't want the anti-vaxxers to get this information. And again, if you are vaccine hesitant, then, or you're opposed to vaccines, or you're concerned about vaccine safety, then you get marginalized and thrown under the bus. And it's okay to lie in this particular case because we're protecting you from those evil anti-vaxxers. And you know, it smacks of this level of hubris of, you know, we trust the government. We have your best interests at heart. We're going to turn around and be extremely untrustworthy, but that doesn't make a difference.
Well, and Dr. Judy just spent the last half hour, and we're doing a series with her. She'll be back, by the way, folks, on the 10th of March and again on the 24th of March. We're having her every other week to educate us on the seriousness and the severity and why it is that we have so much, you know, issues like leukemia and lymphoma and cancer and Parkinson's disease and Alzheimer's disease and dementia and so on and so on and so on and so on. And of course, they lauded her and Dr. Frank Rossetti in their discovery initially, until the attorneys got a hold of it and realized the potential liability exposure of all these pharmaceutical companies. And I wear with pride the badge. Dr. Judy is my badge for my banning for life from YouTube for exposing all of this.
Exactly. You know, and you have, you tell the truth, you get banned. I've been shadow banned from Facebook, and it's kind of interesting. You know, I've got about 5,000 friends on Facebook, which is a really friendly place for me. But, you know, I post something like that and I'll get like a like. I'll get one like over a period of, you know, 12 days. So, you know, that you know, this is, we're being censored at every turn. And I've seen the platform working for Children's Health Defense get censored, and I've seen Bobby Kennedy Jr. get deplatformed off of Instagram and Twitter. And you know, they're trying to silence us, but you know, people like you, Pastor Greg, you just don't quit.
Well,
and I'm so grateful for that.
We can't give up. Believe me, and there is a spiritual component to this as well. And I'm going to just touch on this briefly because I want to get into a couple other things with you, Dr. Brian. But there's a spiritual aspect that this is evil, okay? And this is uncorking and releasing absolute evil into the world, and they're doing it by mutating animal and human cells. You know, I think about what's the name of that movie that was, I want to say Dr. Zhivago, but I don't think, but that's not the one I'm thinking of.
Oh, The Island of Dr. Moreau.
That's the one. Yes. The Island of Dr. Moreau. You know, folks, you got to understand, I mean, it's like when they came up with, you know, Rocket Man, and they came up in the 1950s with, you know, the space traveler superhero guy. You know, those things were all predicated on writers and creators that had friends that were involved in programs whose goal was to put us in space, put us on the moon, you know, create a habitation on Mars, things of those nature. And so, right, you know, you have to understand that, you know, that Island of Dr. Moreau was predicated on things that had been studied and things that the writers understood about things that were being experimented upon and what they believed could be a possible mutated issue because of what was going on in laboratories that nobody was talking about. And here we are today. And here we are today. Yeah. And by the way,
we're modifying the human race. It's been done. Yeah. It's been done in China, you know, already. There's at least one report of twins who were gene altered at the embryo stage. And, you know, it's very, very scary. I'm glad you brought that up. And I want to move on because you've got other questions, but yes, it is, you know, it's art imitating life and we are actually already there.
Well, and let me let you folks know that Dr. Brian's area of expertise is in the molecular structure and in the study of virology. That's where he hangs his hat. That's what he does. Tell folks a little bit about that background, if you would. Just give us about a 60-second commercial about you and your qualifications. Sure. In this arena.
Sure. Well, I used to work for a Department of Energy National Laboratory. This is back after I got my PhD in 1990. And one of the things that I did was I was genetically modifying plants, not to make GMO foods, but actually to make human blood products. We were looking at the whole issue of individuals receiving contaminated blood and contaminated blood products and trying to address that using genetically modified plants. So I was thick into that industry and I was thick into that business and saw, you know, just the intricacies and it was very, you know, it actually caused me to grow closer to God because I saw how fearfully and wonderfully we're made and how fearfully and wonderfully creation is made in making, you know, these types of hybrid plants. I'm out of that research. I'm actually kind of glad that I'm out of that research because there are so many things that flirt with ethical issues that really, really make me uncomfortable. But I did have a solid, you know, 10 years of experience, right, where all we did was genetically modify plants.
And of course, it does speak to the fact that, you know, plants and healthy food and natural foods and so on are a huge, significant and important part of building the immune system and a healthier body and combating a lot of these things that have been put into our body and that get into our body through one of the largest organs of our body, which is our skin, every single day. And what you have on the inside is what helps you to defend yourself against what's coming at you from the outside. Gosh, is there not a spiritual correlation to that, Dr. Brian?
Oh, absolutely. It is. It's what's within. It's what's on the inside. And, you know, we don't, we wash the whole cup. We wash the insides of the cup, not just the outside of the cup, as Jesus said. And so, anyhow, no, I really appreciate that.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back after this. Remember that he who is in you is greater than he who's in the world. He who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. Back right after this.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision. So please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop. It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and his natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well.
I'm Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means in that moment they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My special guest, Dr. Brian Hooker, childrensdefense.org. So this is in the Desiree.com. It's a Desiree News. When will we see a new COVID-19 variant? And according to a Dr. James Taylor, I'm an optimist. I think things are going to continue to get better. I think our immune system as a society is going to get stronger and stronger, and this virus is going to get weaker and weaker as we see new variants form. We'll get shorter in duration and shorter in intensity. But he goes on to suggest that there's going to be more variants after Omicron, and if they're more transmissible, they will dominate. In addition, they may cause different patterns of illness. In other words, they may turn out to be more lethal or have more long-term consequences. This is David Nabora, a special envoy on COVID-19 for the WHO. Little title excerpt said, a new COVID-19 variant could arrive in the next 3 to 4 months, according to a Florida doctor. Excuse me. What's happening? Scientists are watching COVID-19 trends to determine when a new coronavirus variant may arrive. The next new COVID-19 variant may arrive in the next 3 to 4 months, Dr. James Taylor, a medical doctor, told Wink News, a local news station in southwestern Florida. And if you type in Marburg, M-A-R-B-U-R-K variant, Moburg or Marburg? I think it's Marburg.
Marburg yeah. Virus. Yes.
Yes. And so that's the next big thing they're going to start pushing, is the Marburg variant.
It's It's so interesting. If I can jump in here, it's so interesting to see that, you know, as COVID is winding down and, you know, we're seeing the virus mutate in a way that you would expect viruses to mutate. They do become more transmissible, but they do become also less lethal and do less damage, less, what we would call virulence, but they do become more transmissible. But it's odd that the individuals that are out there are predicting the next pandemic, and there are, you know, I believe there are people in the government that seem almost giddy at the prospect of having a new variant of a new pandemic to fight because of all of the civil liberties, all the freedoms that we gave up, and more freedoms that could be relinquished in the name of a pandemic emergency. So it's odd that, you know, they're predicting, okay, well, this pandemic is winding down. Omicron is working its way through society. But now, just wait, we've got more. We've got another pandemic, Marburg, that's waiting in the wings. And it's odd because we haven't really had a pandemic since the Spanish flu. But yet now they're predicting another pandemic on the heels of COVID-19.
Yeah, well, and now there's also some information on Dr. Zelenko News that Russia has stockpiled this as a potential bioweapon. And I'm sure, of course, having seen how well China's bioweapon, and I do believe that it was the Wuhan virus or the CCP virus, and it was released intentionally, and it was used as a bioweapon, a warfare weapon, directly against the United States. That is Dr. Brian, I believe that completely, and I have tracked it, and I have reported on it, and I have had experts come on and talk about it, and people who are direct witnesses to what was going on in Wuhan and how the CCP used humans and then sent those humans out into the rest of the world knowing that they were infected.
And we're supposed to take the story that this somehow mutated, and it somehow mutated and went through 200 years worth of evolution, you know, within a period of less than 10 years. And so, you know, I believe you're spot on with your analysis. It's just, you know, and there are early emails, email traffic between Anthony Fauci, and these were received via FOIA and his experts, and they told them the same thing, that look, this thing has changed too much, and it wouldn't have changed this to this extent if it had changed naturally. So the origin, you know, it all points to Wuhan.
And so I bring that up in looking at Dr. Zelenko's news about, you know, the potential Marburg virus, and he's got a treatment already up to build your immune system, and that's great. I get that. But, you know, he's saying that Russia has stockpiled this potentially as a bioweapon, and looking at what has happening right now, Russia has committed a blitzkrieg against the Ukraine. That is, by the way, real, ladies and gentlemen. They are bombing the Ukraine. They are attacking the Ukraine by land, by air, and by sea as the rest of the world stands by and watches what appears to be the rise of another Hitler.
Well, and we're seeing it in real time, and the fact that they have there's a bioweapons facility called Vector that's in Novosibirsk, Siberia, and you know they've been working on bioweapons for eons. I used to work on a program where our tax dollars would go to Russia in order to give Russian scientists who used to work on bioweapons peaceful things to do, but we knew at the same time they still were working on bioweapons.
Absolutely.
And you know, so there are large programs held by superpowers, you know, held by rogue states, and so, you know, we have to be concerned about this type of stockpile.
And we should also be concerned about the fact that we are currently right now spending hundreds of millions of dollars buying oil from Russia right now. We talked about this yesterday. Rick Manning and Claire Lopez spoke about this on our program yesterday, outing the fact that the United States government under Joe Biden is buying hundreds of millions of dollars in oil from Russia. Therefore, we are actually funding the war in Ukraine and potentially the bioweapons war that they're going to bring against us and against our citizens, and we're funding that. This is a very, very sick situation. Dr. Brian, I thank you for being with me today. I know we touched on some of these areas, but it's all part of the same program, and it is a satanic program to destroy God's chosen nation, which is the United States of America, founded on Christian principles for such a time as this. And you and I, ladies and gentlemen, have been called to take action in such a time as this. Dr. Brian, we'll get you back on again soon. I'm really looking forward to having you. Children'sHealthDefense.org. Read more at children'shealthdefense.org, Dr. Brian Hooker. And what I really want to get across is be careful about it.